control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. As we launch into the third hour tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free. Enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to go international this hour over to the United Kingdom for a story about how when you find something, it's not necessarily finders keepers over in the UK, at least not if the word gets out about what you found. What happened, Mark?
Well, that's kind of how it goes with the government every time. It's basically whatever they want to do, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they've got these laws and they enforce them arbitrarily.
Right. You don't ever want the word to get out about how successful you are, because if the government feels like they haven't gotten enough of a piece of your success,
yeah,
they'll come after you. Whether it's that you started a successful business, or as we saw here in Keene, New Hampshire recently, that you successfully built a shelter for yourself. It doesn't even have to necessarily involve a whole lot of money. There's some hobos that built a lean-to, basically, in the woods on somebody's property, and the word got out about them doing it. And they'd been there for a long time camping in this spot. But until the newspaper decided to run a feature story on the industrialness, the industriousness of these bums in the woods, then it was after that that the city decided to come calling and
yep,
with all their regulations and stuff.
Every time.
But this isn't building and this isn't business. This is
from Daily Mail. Got this at freetalklive.com, where you can rate the news stories, enter news stories, and then rate the news stories. And I thought this one sounded pretty good. A woman who found a 700-year-old coin in her garden as a child has become the first person to be convicted of failing to hand in suspected treasure.
Treasure.
Kate Harding, 23,
That treasure
older.
Belongs to the king, madam!
It in fact does. It's got his little stamp on it. 23 was prosecuted under the Treasure Act after she ignored orders to report the rare find to a coroner. I don't know why a coroner, but whatever. The court heard the silver Pedford, marking Charles IV's ascension to the French throne in 1322, was discovered by Miss Harding 14 years ago as she worked in the garden with her mother. Following her mother's death a short time later, Miss Harding kept the 1.4 gram item as a memento until she eventually approached museum experts with it last year, who identified it as a Pedford, but she did not inform the coroner. The exact use of the Pedfords is unknown. They are generally thicker than coins and were not used as currencies. Experts have suggested they were used as guides for mint workers or as reckoning counters for officials. Only three others have been found in the UK, one found in 2007, bought by the British Museum for £1,800. Under the Treasury Act of 1996, the treasure is defined as any single object at least 300 years old, which is not a coin, but has a precious metal content of at least 10%.
So treasure has to be at least 300 years old,
yes,
and not be a coin.
Yes.
Okay.
But it has precious metal content. So it could be a lamp, silverware, anything like that.
Gotcha.
It, you know, your silverware that you have in the break front or the cabinet there that your grandmother left, your grandmother's grandmother's grandmother, mm-hmm, might be 300 years old. It might be treasure.
You need to report that.
Yeah, you need to. The Act gives a finder 14 days to inform the local coroner of potential treasure and creates an offense of failing to carry out the duty where this is not followed.
I'm not understanding why they report this to a coroner. We actually covered this on the TV show, spoiler alert, tonight. So,
oh, okay.
But I was just puzzled by the reasoning behind why it was reported to a coroner.
Coroners do things besides just like search. You know, it's not just Quincy. You know, there's more stuff involved in that. They sort of research old things too. So, I mean, I guess it makes some sense. Ludlow magistrates heard that Ms. Harding had ignored the calls and letters from Ludlow Museum advising her to report the Pedford to district
coroner. How dare she?
Yeah, district coroner, since
she must have
once
thought it was
hers, identified last February. So I love how they can decide that this thing that looks remarkably like a coin is not a coin.
No, it's treasure.
Yeah.
Too thick to be a coin.
Yep. Even though their law itself says that, you know, coins are exempt. Sure looks like a coin to me.
Mm-hmm.
Museum staff then notified Anthony Sibley of the coroner for South Shropshire, the informed the police.
Never trust the museums. Yeah.
Ms. Harding initially claimed she had lost the Pedford, and the court heard. Defending Ms. Harding, Brendan Reedy said that she had failed to notify the coroner because of disorganization in her part, and the artifact had a sentimental value to her. Ms. Harding, who lives with her boyfriend on the outskirts of Ludlow, admitted having an object that is believed to have been treasure and not reporting it to the coroner. She faced up to 3 months in jail or a fine or both, but walked free from the court on Wednesday with a conditional discharge and was ordered to pay £25 of the £300 cost.
Now, wait, what happens to the item?
I suspect she gets to keep the item. She's just...
just give her a spanking.
Yeah.
You naughty, naughty girl.
Well, I like that idea. So the
Point of information here, I just went to look up treasure, just out of curiosity, because when you read the legal definition of treasure, it is something that is over 300 years old, something that is not a coin, and there was some other percentage content.
Yeah, 10%. It's at least 10% precious metal.
Treasure, the real definition, because remember, terms mean different things in legalese. When you see a term in legalese, check it against the real definition in a real dictionary. Wealth or riches stored or accumulated, especially in the form of precious metals, money, jewels, or plate. So money counts. Coins would count as the real definition of treasure.
Yeah.
But not the legal one. Just kind of a point about the difference.
They just make things up.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
All right, so
make crap up. That's the story.
Oh, I see.
She's little Miss Ludlow here, or whatever her name is, got her spanking and off she went.
But now, how many years was it between when she found it and now?
Incredible. She found it when she was 14. She's 23 now.
Well, she should have. She had more than 7, 8, 9 years to to read all of the laws, and she should have figured it out by that point.
Seems to me that
she was obligated.
She'd be exempt as a 14-year-old. Actually, it was 14 years ago. Well, she's 23, so she actually found it when she was 9.
But doesn't the law say that if you're in possession of this stuff? Because if it just says from when you find it, it almost seems to me that the statute of limitations, I'm not sure that they have that there, but it almost seems that the statute of limitations probably...
It's not exactly clear on that. It just says under the Treasure Act of 1996, treasure is defined as any single object is at least 300 years old. It is not a coin, but as a precious metal content of at least 10%. The act gives the finder 14 days to inform the local coroner of potential treasure and creates an offense of failing to carry out a duty where this is not followed. So it claims that it's a finder, and she's not a finder anymore. She's a finder when she finds stuff. Now she's a possessor, and it seems to me that she was 9 years old. I don't know how they could pull this off quite
well,
frankly.
They did, didn't they?
They do whatever they want.
Right.
That's government for you.
Exactly. And really, they just wanted to make a show of this, right? They just wanted, see, citizens, we're in charge here. You find something valuable, you report it to us. See it, report it. That's what good citizens do.
Yep.
Whether it's a coin or terrorism or whatever
it is. It's not a coin, it's a Piedmont.
Oh, that's right.
Whatever the difference is,
whatever it is.
It's a thick coin.
Yeah. It's so weird.
All right, so the toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I imagine the government people, they figured they'd get something out of it while at the same time not having to look so tyrannical as to lock somebody up. Because to some extent, the government is concerned about its aura of legitimacy. The difference between a government and a regular criminal gang is that the government has legitimacy in people's minds. They believe that that's necessary and that it's good. And
well,
so
either that or the judge in this case just didn't think it was a particularly good law. I mean, it does happen. Judges are human beings, and sometimes they will be more lenient with a law that they don't personally think ought to be one or is very
could
serious.
Be, but the law is the law. Shouldn't the maximum penalty apply? Wouldn't a lot of people say that about the law?
Well, some people would say that, but a lot of judges would say they can do whatever they want.
Well, yeah, I don't think that most people think the maximum penalty should apply in every case. I mean, you know, it really depends on all kinds of weird factors that that go into these things. If she had an eye patch and she looked like a surly guy or something like that, then people wouldn't like her as much. But she's a pretty young blonde lady.
If she had an eye patch, they'd think she had a whole treasure chest full of the stuff, and then they'd search her house. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Have you even thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of the program. The Shrine brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it, and get interactive. Plus, I want to tell you about the Free State Project. It's your best chance to achieve liberty in your lifetime, getting together with hundreds and thousands of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people in order to work towards more freedom. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the project. You can also learn more about the upcoming Liberty Forum happening here in a matter of just a couple weeks, the 18th through the 21st in Nashua, New Hampshire at the Crown Plaza Hotel. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night of the Liberty Forum. Looking forward to meeting a lot of our listeners, many of them again, because people just keep coming back. Once you've been to one Liberty Forum, you don't want to miss the next one. There are so many great speakers and panel discussions and after-hours parties, dinners, keynote addresses. It's just a wonderful social opportunity and learning opportunity as well. A great chance to get together with other liberty-minded people in the same place and enjoy each other's company, get to know one another. Because a lot of these people, if you're a member of the Free State Project or a participant, a lot of these people, they're already here in New Hampshire. They already have their boots on the ground. They're doing the activism. You hear about a number of them on this program. In fact, you hear from a number of them when they call in. You'll actually get to meet them in person. You know, people like Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. I don't know if Taryn Lupo is going to be up there, but I know he's been up in the past. And lots of great folks up there. And, of course, big names like Andrew Napolitano, the judge from Fox News. He's going to be one of the keynote speakers. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about it. Also, the Free State Project counter is at 9,972, so now just 28 away from reaching the 10,000 mark, which will put us at halfway to the eventual goal of 20,000 people pledged to move to New Hampshire in search of getting active for more freedom. Freestateproject.org. Oh, by the way, our discount code for the Liberty Forum is FTL. You can save 10% if you use the code FTL. We continue here with your phone calls. Michael is in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to call in and talk to y'all about nationalism versus statism.
Okay,
nationalism versus statism, okay.
Yeah, I've called in previously and talked about the definitions of the two, but really I wanted to say that nationalism doesn't necessarily mean statism.
Okay, explain.
Well, the way I see it, and I think historically that it proves my point, that there's at least two types of nationalism. One that is very statist, and it emphasizes obedience and war and power and all this stuff. But there's another that's not statist, and it's about culture and not government.
You could, for instance, say the Lakota Nation may be a not-so-statist kind of nation. Would that be an example?
That's a great example.
So what's the value in it?
Value in
there's
what?
A lot of value in it. Culture really unites people, especially in a geographic area. It's a way of transmitting ways of life from one generation to another. There's a lot of value in culture, and which is really nationhood, is founded upon culture and family.
Yeah, but it gets murky when you start talking about that. When a nation's as large as the United States, I mean, what cultural what cultural similarities does somebody in San Diego share with you?
None.
Right,
none.
Right. Very
because
few.
The United States is not a cult. Is not a nation.
Right. And the other
it's
thing,
an
I'd
empire.
Like,
well, it's a nation state. I mean, politically speaking,
well,
it is one entity,
state.
But culturally, it really the United States isn't really what I would call a nation in the sense of a nation when you remove the state from the equation.
The other part that I'd like to point out is that, the sort of nationalism, you say it unites people, but it doesn't unite people. It groups people.
It
unites some people, but it doesn't unite others. So, for instance, say you've got yourself a little South Carolina culture thing going on there.
Absolutely, we do.
Right, there you do, and but there are people that are excluded from that, and
sure.
you know some of those people are excluded by skin color. They're excluded by the places they were born.
Not really.
South Carolina has the rebel flag in its state flag.
What
I
if
mean,
the KKK
I can
formed
tell you
the KKK?
A lot of people don't like that crap.
What if the KKK formed
North
the KKK
Carolina,
nation?
Neither North Carolina or South Carolina has the Confederate battle flag in its state flag.
I thought South Carolina did.
South Carolina, isn't that the blue flag with a palm tree?
Yeah. The South Carolina flag comes from the Revolutionary War. It was a symbol against the British Empire.
Huh. I wonder what I'm thinking.
It's the oldest state flag in the
Union. No, I agree with what Mark's saying here, because if you form a nation of hate mongers, then clearly that's not going to bring people together.
A nation could be bad, but that's not to say it is. People in France, you would call it the French nation because people there speak French and they have certain customs and folkways, which is the way it works everywhere. It's good to have social norms.
You know, I value my family, but you're not a member of my family, right?
Sure.
That doesn't mean that I don't like you, you know? And in the same way, you can have different nations. Like he just brought up the French, right? I'm not French, but I don't have anything against the French. I recognize that they are a nation of people. And, you know, I just want to trade freely with them and live on good terms.
I think what it depends on is the attitudes of the people in the so-called nation.
Sure, yours is good, but when it comes to groups, people tend to be exclusionary, and that's what this nationalism thing's all about.
Look at the Olympics as an example.
Well, it can be if it's statist.
But that's what it leads. That's what it leads to. The idea of we're different from those other people in that other nation.
It's an us them situation, and us them situations don't go well.
But it's not. It's not necessarily. A combative relationship. Like I'm not.
I agree with you. I agree with you with what you're saying. That it's not necessarily that. But I think the nature of human beings to group themselves to decide in what group they are a part of, and then decide they don't like the other groups, is to some extent that's part of this problem that we're talking about here. And the jingoism and the nationalistic factors are important. If you've got a nation like the Lakota Nation that doesn't mind having other people coming in. And doesn't really have any issues with the surrounding areas and that kind of thing. Then that you're not going to have that. I don't think that attitude as much. Maybe the larger the group becomes, the more likely that kind of groupthink mentality comes in, or that putting people into groups and pretending like they're different because they're from a different plot of land. I think it's very dangerous.
Even though there are potential negatives to it, though, I think that's just the way people are. People who live in the same general area. Are probably going to relate to each other better. I don't kiss somebody on the cheek. When I meet another man on the street, I don't kiss him on the cheek. I know Europeans who would if they were in Europe. I shake a guy's hand. So that's one thing where it's done differently in another place because that's just the way it's done in that social setup.
Hey, Michael, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Look no further than the Olympics. There was some radio station that pulled off all Canadian music here in the United States because I guess the Canadian team won the hockey game over the weekend or something like that. They pulled Rush and they pulled whatever Canadian artists off the air.
When you created us, there has to be a them. And when you're in those situations, it doesn't take too much to separate.
There's more fun. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 Truth Group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. The website redesigned for 2010. It is far more interactive now. You get to submit your own story ideas, your own show prep, have other listeners vote it up or vote it down, and you can vote up and vote down other stuff, too. At freetalklive.com. And critical thinking question. Why would something that is so good for us, like government education, need to be imposed on us with the use of force and funded by the use of force? Maybe something else is going on? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. Calm. As we continue, you can take control of the airwaves, too. Across the pond, the UK, Ziggy is on the line. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Right, that coin. Believe it or not, the reason that woman was prosecuted had a lot to do with nationalism. This is going to make...
You're talking about the woman who was prosecuted for finding a piece of treasure in her garden as a 9-year-old, then 14 years later, the government finding out about it and deciding to prosecute her over it, because there's some sort of so-called duty or obligation to report all the treasure you find.
Yeah. This is going to give you the creeps. There's a government department here called the Department of Culture and Heritage, and boy, does it smack of nationalism, because it's about... you know, protecting British culture and heritage. The second point to make about that woman and the coin is that last month there was a report by the Liberal Democrat Party that the Labour government since 1997 has introduced over 4,000 frivolous offences. And because of that, basically, those who do commit serious crimes are getting lesser sentences than they should do.
No, Now, wait, when you say frivolous offenses, are you talking about the antisocial social behavior orders or something else?
No, things like you can't poach certain, you can't kill certain birds on a Sunday or things like that. You know,
okay.
Really, really stupid things. Well, believe it or not, there is a government law. You can look this up. You have to ask a government minister to swim the deck of the Titanic.
What?
You have to ask a government minister permission if you want to swim the deck of the Titanic.
Isn't the Titanic too far down to dive?
Yeah, I'm not joking. There is a law here on the statute books for that.
Was that law from before when the Titanic crashed or sunk? Or
I don't know, but I do know that that is a law here. You know, we have a lot of frivolous laws. I mean, our history is far longer, and you know, Parliament doesn't repeal enough laws. What it does is make new statutes, and, you know, previous laws get forgotten.
Well, right, they're called lawmakers, not law removers.
Anyway, the problem is that, of course, the police feel obliged to, you know, uphold the rule of law, which means having to prosecute, everyone for all offences, or try to, you know, prosecute people for, as many offences as they can. And in that process, you know, they have to now prioritize those who actually commit serious crimes like robbery and assault.
Well, yeah, they don't get any money out of robbers and assaulters and that kind of thing. They do, however, make sure that they cash in on absolutely anybody that's been speeding or littering or something else that, you know, is much less of significance.
Yeah, but the point is that, of course, they're allowing, you know, people who are potentially dangerous back out in the streets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and whereas, you know, finding some old lady because, you know, she hasn't put her rubbish out properly.
Yeah, you got to catch those potheads, too. You know, you got to fill the prisons up with all those drug users.
I've got a joint on the go. Oh, no, the fuzz are going to be around in 5 minutes. I'm sure they're listening in.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Right. I mean, you guys even have TV permits over there.
Oh, yeah, the TV license. There's a story in the news today. The BBC have announced they're going to downsize, they're going to cut some of their digital radio stations, and they're going to halve their website. I went, yeah, but I bet that the TV license will still go up next year.
Mm.
And the fact that, you got all these people saying, you know, one of the music stations is sort of like serious music for, like, people from the age of 35 to 50, I guess you could loosely describe it as adult-orientated rock. And they're all going, they've launched some Facebook campaign to stop, you know, this station being closed down. And I said, I wonder if any of them realize that station is actually being funded by coercion. You know, the fact if I don't pay, you know, the TV license, I could end up, you know, with either a whopping great fine or 6 months in jail. And then you get people, you know, because I often, you know, say, but the, you know, I really object to having to fund a status mouthpiece. And people go, oh, no, but the government, but the BBC is independent of government. And I go, well, who gives the BBC their charter to operate? Parliament. Thank you.
Hey, Zig, are you, the TV licensing fees, do those go to the radio stations? Is that
The whole of the BBC is funded. There used to be a separate radio license, but now it's
really?
All combined in the TV, yeah, they're all combined in the TV license.
So, so what if you don't have television and you do have a radio? Do you still have to have a license?
No.
Crazy. Rolling back the state there.
It's easier to go
TV
owners subsidize the radio listeners who don't want to pay for the license.
But get this, right? You in America, you can access the BBC News site, right?
Yes.
But last week, there was a news program which I thought Gardner should see, so I sent him the link. And he can access it because only people inside the United Kingdom could. So
I've never had that happen. I mean, was there anything unusual about it? Because I've never had anyone from the UK send me a BBC article that I can recall. But
no, this wasn't actually on the BBC News site. This was actually on, I think, the BBC iPlayer.
Okay.
Which is like rescreening their TV shows.
Yeah, it's one of those digital rights things. Thank you for the call, Zig. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. For instance, if you go to YouTube and you try to watch some video, in some instances it'll say, we're sorry, but we can't display this video in your country. So there are certain content types that have been
restricted. I'm sure you could rip the audio out and put it into a different file. Send that.
Rip the audio of what?
Well, I assume it was I assume he was talking about an actual radio clip.
You could certainly dub that. Yeah, absolutely. There are always ways around the internet restrictions. Let's continue with Ken, listening in New York. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Yes, thank you for having this Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Ken. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I have another subject, and I guess you can say it ties in with the idea of nationalism and force and, you know, stuff like that. But
yeah.
One of the less obvious ways that it's possible to force control over someone is by controlling, you know, what they think and how they think. And television is one way that most people are at least aware of, even if they don't know the specifics of it, you know. Like commercials kind of tell people to buy their stuff or buy more stuff than they would otherwise buy. Well, another less obvious thing that I want to bring up is the using of certain frequencies and broadcasting these certain frequencies just through the airwaves that can affect the way a person feels.
Well, I understand that there are noise guns and that kind of thing that the government people have, like a parabolic dish or something like that, that they have mounted atop of armored personnel carriers, and they can actually shoot you with it and make it so...
They have microwave guns, too.
Yeah, so, yeah, there are certainly frequencies that can resonate with your body and make it so it's very difficult.
Electromagnetic fields can affect your mood, too. I mean, if they're very strong.
But is that what you're talking about? Are you talking about, like, actually controlling somebody's mind with a field, or are you just talking about making it inconvenient for them to think straight?
I think it's more like making it inconvenient for them to think straight. At this time, that's the...
Do you believe that that you are being hit with these transmissions now, or do you just believe it's a possibility?
No, I think that we are now. And in fact, you know those...
Maybe you just didn't get enough sleep last night. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I feel as clear as I ever have.
Yeah, you can bring up anything. I'm a little sleepy, but I didn't get a full 8 hours. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever lost power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it the most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com to request a free information package today. That's mysolarbackup.com, mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dialing toll free. Oh, I don't know if we're going to get you call on because phones are loaded up. 800-259-9231 is the number. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, get your shopping done over at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. And I would say it's a fairly decent percentage. I think Amazon pays out like 7 to 8% based on the amount of volume that that we do. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. You can order anything from books to groceries to furniture. I mean, they've got virtually anything that you're looking for. Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your phone calls about what you want, Malcolm is in Texas to start things out. Malcolm, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
Your friends were talking about mind control, and I'm noticing an interesting pattern of mind control that's going on regarding the media and Israel. And if you look at, like, June 8, 1967, the USS Liberty was allegedly sunk with President Johnson giving the orders to have it sink because they wanted the sinking to be blamed on Egypt, so that we could go into the Middle East war while we were having another war going on in Vietnam. And, of course, that was a big bust for Israel. And that whole summer, this was the summer of love, 1967, LSD, which was being experimented with by the CIA, was just dumped on everyone, especially in San Francisco area, in 1967, while this was going on. Now,
what are you getting at?
I'm saying that any time that Israel gets busted for something major, I'm listing a bunch of events, anytime Israel gets busted for something major, the media immediately comes up with something or some kind of bizarre trend takes place to cover it up. And we had something recently with that in Dubai. 27 people from Mossad allegedly were photographed by the United Arab Emirates, who came in and murdered a Hamas general or whatever. And two of these people, apparently, they had fake passports. One had a British passport, one had an Irish passport. Two of these people came into the United States. Dubai's asking the FBI to investigate this, and we're not hearing anything. And just as this event happened,
well,
you have this entire debacle with Greece take place. And then
the riots?
Crisis.
The financial meltdown in Greece happens just
well, what you're
right
talking about
that.
Here is correlation, not necessarily causation. I mean, you're just picking things out that happen to happen at around the same time. And any day in the world, there are always multiple events occurring that are...
I think you're connecting dots that don't need to be connected. I will say that because Israel is very closely in sync with the U.S. government... I'm sure that the U.S. government helps them cover things up. And the incidents
and
that you mentioned did happen.
Well,
I would say that there's some truth to
the.
Yeah, I would say that there's some truth to the statement that the U.S. media is the lapdog of the government for the most part. We're talking about the mainstream media. Obviously, the internet is completely uncontrolled. But
the government's good at spinning things, too, or diverting.
But I mean, look at when Lebanon was beating the pants off of Israel in 2007. What became the big story while this was going on? John Bonnet Ramsey's murderer was found in Bangkok.
To be fair, I remember a lot of images coming out on CNN from the Middle East, too. I mean, I do remember seeing a fair amount of press coverage.
Yeah, I mean, you're really cherry-picking there. I think that there's some truth to the idea that the U.S. media, mainstream media, is definitely in line with the state, but that's because their status, not necessarily because there's a big conspiracy.
Well, a lot of them get their information directly from the government without doing investigative journalism like they should. So they just take the press release.
Yeah, and then they essentially reprint the press releases. So I think there's some legitimate critique there. The suggestion that LSD was intended to distract people from worldly events, specifically the events in Israel, seems pretty ludicrous.
Well, it was one of the events, but you also had Vietnam going on as well.
Right. The reason, I wasn't around back then, but I can, I can speculate based on being part of the counterculture and having some, experience in the underground world of drug use. I can say that it's likely that a number of people were taking LSD because it was counter to the war culture.
It was at the time, but you also had a lot of issues going on. You had the Black Panther Party screaming that the Vietnam War. There were a lot of black men that were being sent over to Vietnam, and they were screaming. The Black Panther Party weren't screaming, I guess that's a bad word, but they were alleging that a lot of black men were being sent over there because they were being sent to fight a white man's war.
No, and that's pretty much
probably truth to that, yeah.
And you had an event like this go on with the USS Liberty. I mean, it definitely solidified the point, and this was also around the time J. Edgar Hoover started COINTELPRO.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
If I was born on the day that Jim Croce died, could we come to the conclusion that I was he incarnated?
You could.
Right.
See, that's the thing drawing these events and trying to bring them together is that there's so many different directions you can go with it. You can do it with anything. You can associate two events that happened around the same time but weren't actually caused by one another.
It's a common kind of conspiracy theory thing to take some elements of fact and mix them in with pure conjecture.
And the broader you make it, I mean, the grander you make the conspiracy or the theory,
the bigger deal it seems.
And the less likely you are to be correct. The more elaborate you make it, the more difficult it gets. If it's a very simple conspiracy, these people lied about this to these people, then that might have actually happened.
All right, we continue here. We go to Jeremy in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to call up and say that all government can't be bad. They had a boat auction here in Juneau, and I scored a $25,000 boat.
Well, just because you can benefit from the largesse of the state and the spoils that it takes from people doesn't mean that it's good.
Was it a tax auction or was it like a police?
Well, like people abandon their boats or whatever.
Or they get seized.
They get way behind on their rent, then the city impounds them. But it's a lot bigger boat. And it's got a nice deck on the back of it.
You might as well take advantage of the system while it's there, right? I mean, they're screwing you as much as they possibly can, so I don't blame anybody.
Well, someone else is lost for not paying their fair share.
Well, you presume they might have seized it from a drug dealer. I mean, that's a possibility, too.
Yeah, that's a possibility, too. But I was just going to say that If any of you guys ever make it up here, sleep six comfortably. It's going to be a beautiful fishing boat. And
I understand there is an open invitation
to get away. But
well, thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, open invitation for Liberty Lovers to hang out on Jeremy's boat. You know he's going to supply you with alcohol. There's no doubt about that. We continue here with Gene in Tennessee, the Christian anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys. I wanted to talk to you about George Washington's teeth.
All right, do it.
As you guys talked about that a few days back, and I kind of caught the gist of it, but it sounded to me like you guys were attempting to say that George Washington stole teeth from his slaves.
I think somebody told us that, and we're like, oh, wow, that's terrible. I think that
I think Sam suggested that was what happened.
And this happens a lot. I know that people hear something and then they spout it over the air like it actually is true and all this. But I went and looked that up because when I start thinking things aren't true is when they just don't ring right. You hear something and you say, well, gosh darn it, that just doesn't sound right.
Always check it when you feel that way.
And there are so many of those crazy rumors going around. Now, there is, of course, most of these rumors have a hint of truth to them. And so I just went online. I looked at this. There's a PBS special, The Private Life of George Washington's Slave. And it's very interesting. It has a whole lot of stuff in there. But it does talk about how during that period of history, there was a naval surgeon who came over from France. And he started doing these tooth transplants, and they only lasted about 1 or 2 years, but they would transplant teeth from certain people. And they would put an ad in the paper. If people were hard up for money, they could donate their teeth for 42 shillings, it says here. I don't know what that is, how much 42 shillings was. But at any rate, you could go somewhere. It's like donating blood. You could donate your teeth and get some money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened was George Washington did indeed have some of these teeth apparently implanted in his mouth, and he bought them from his slaves. And the interesting thing is the slaves had quite a bit of more freedom than what we think of, because the slaves would have their little businesses going, and they would train dogs, and there was all kinds of things that they did. But apparently they sold him some teeth.
Okay, so he didn't knock the teeth out of their mouths without buying them first. But the other hand, it's not like they had the most choices as far as their economic options.
Thank you, Gene.
Thanks, Gene. We've got to run. More tomorrow night. See you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.